We are joined today with a special guest here on Poison Rana / Post Wrestling. He is the co-owner of House of Glory. You might know him as BXL, Brian XL. How you doing today?
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing good. So first of all, for anybody unfamiliar with House of Glory, can you explain to us what House of Glory is, how it's different from any other independent wrestling, and how do you fit in, and how did you start with House of Glory?
So I feel like, House of Glory is it's a wrestling school. We started as a wrestling school. We started a wrestling school. So the idea was to be able to, like, prepare our students, you know, for wrestling events, you know, train them and prepare them to be able to go on and do events. So we started doing wrestling events. And then so when the students, before, like, they were prepared, we'll put them on the wrestling shows. And once we started getting bigger, we started bringing more names, and the events got bigger, and then started putting our students against the bigger names. So it'll be more of us versus them kind of deal, you know, bringing in the guests versus our students. We opened up the school in 2010 of December and started running events 2011. And, you know, through the grace of God, we're here. We're doing great. And we have a lot. Looking forward to the future. We have a lot going on right now.
Yeah. Me personally, someone who attends all the New York shows, I can see how much you do there. Like, you're running around with a camera. You're trying to, like, film stuff. You're trying to get, you know, talk to people. Bring me into the mind state of a day of a typical House of Glory show. Like, how do you prep yourself for it? And how do you, like, mentally prepare yourself, everything that you need to do for the day?
Wow. See, with me, like, obviously, you know, I'm the promoter. I play so many hats the day of the show. I'm, like, all over the place. It's hard. It's you know, but I enjoy it. You know what I mean? I love the position I'm in. And I feel like this is me. I feel like I could do this for a very long time. You know what I mean? And so, you know, once I wake up, it depends. I'll go out and print out some pictures for the 8x10s. Because usually, obviously, if we're bringing in the name, we doing meet and greet. And, you know, whatever we agree with the guests, could be we make the money off the meet and greet or we split the money off the whatever. So I usually get up in the morning and have to go to this printing spot in Brooklyn and print out a lot of pictures. And then go to the venue, make sure everything's good. Maybe go and pick up people from the airport. And just make sure everything is set up the right it's supposed to be. Make sure the music is right, the mic is right. Just all the things that you know, when you go to a wrestling event that you see and the production and stuff like that. You got to make sure everything's good. So when the people walk in, there's no mistakes. You know what I'm saying? So we go and rehearse a couple of things. And, yeah, just, you know, whatever you see at a wrestling event, you know, especially in Hog, I definitely have my hands on it to make sure everything is good. So by the time the fans come in, everything's prepared.
For anybody who's been to a Hog show in Jamaica, Queens, the crowd there is pretty wild, pretty crazy throughout the show. You're going to be taking it on the road pretty soon. Obviously, you had a show in Toronto with Demand Lucha. You're going to be doing a show with Philadelphia in the next month or so. But you'll also be going to Boston. So how has that changed for you to go from a home base there in the NYC arena in Queens and finally take it on the road and have to, like, face the adversities of having a crowd that might not be too familiar with House of Glory?
Yeah. So I feel like this is something that we should have done a long time ago. And, you know, I think everything's timing. You know, and, you know, I think some people will look at us like, you know, a New York based company. And I feel like we was good where we you know, obviously I love our fans in New York. I think that we have the best fans in the world, and our fans is always live and always supported us and stuff like that. So I feel like, you know, I feel like this is the time right now to branch out. You know, I think that this is an opportunity right now that we have. And I want to go out there and hit the road and see how that goes. We have fans from all over, you know, we get messages from different people from different states and stuff like that, and in different countries also. So, you know, I just want to expand. You know what I mean? I feel like, you know, now is the time, you know what I mean? And we're just going to go full force and see what happens.
Yeah, me personally, like, I'm always looking for, like, the home base, like, New York promotion. For a long time, it was Evolve, doing the shows out of Queens for LaBoom and whatnot. I feel like House of Glory, for me personally, has taken that spot. And you guys have even done shows in LaBoom and whatnot. How does it feel to kind of, like, be, like, the home team in a way, even though you consider yourself, like, you know, an expanding company? But at the end of the day, I feel like, me personally, I feel like it's a New York-based company. How do you feel, like, kind of, like, to represent and have somebody like a Mike Santana representing your company as your champion, representing New York?
It feels great. I feel like, you know, shout out to Evolve and stuff. I remember I went to a couple of their shows, but I feel like we've been number one for a lot of years in New York, even when Evolve was here. You know what I mean? That's just my, so, you know, years ago, I when me and Red used to have these conversations, I always looked at us like the third biggest company in New York. You know, I always believe in, you know, people believe what they see, you know what I'm saying? And I knew that we used to run wrestling events at a boxing gym, and it was a very small space. You only could fit like 50 people, you know what I mean? We started there for a long time, and I knew that. I said, well, you know, right now, and the discussion I used to have with Red, I'm like, right now, I feel like we're the third biggest in New York. And then, and I knew that once we had the venue that we run at now, I knew that when we ran there and we packed out there, it'll automatically make us number one. One, because it's the best looking venue in New York. You know what I mean? Two, if you draw fans in an area like that, it's not no like little space. You know what I'm saying? You could like our front row in New York, like it's like 80, 90 seats. You know what I mean? Like to sell out 90 seats, you go to us to the Elks Lodge, you know what, the we ran shows there too. But with like 100 people, you sell out. You know what I mean? Our front row for the NYC arena is the front, is 90 seats. You know, a second row, so you know, it took us a lot of work to get here, man. You know what I mean? But I'm to answer your question, I'm truly happy. You know, we are the number one company in New York. And, you know, I feel like we was comfortable for a long time, and now it's time to hit the road.
So people obviously might be familiar with Private Party, being somebody who came out of House of Glory that's now on your weekly television with AEW. Some of my personal top people that I see perform in House of Glory would be like The Main Event, Carlos Ramirez, Charles Mason, Raheem Royal, Diamond Virago, Ken Broadway, to name a few. Who, obviously, you don't want to pick favorites and whatnot, but who do you have your eyes set as could be potentially the next breakthrough performer in House of Glory?
See, with me, it's hard for me to answer those questions. You know what I mean? Because I think all my guys are great. You know what I mean? Everybody brings something different to the table. You know, I'm a big fan of characters. You know what I mean? And obviously, you see Charles Mason is a psychopath, and he'll talk to you, and when you turn around, he'll slit your throat. And then we have, like, Ken Broadway. You know, he's like a Mayweather, flashy hip-hop guy that's been doing it. Before hip-hop was cool in wrestling, this kid would have been doing that. You know what I mean? He has that character. We have Main Event that plays the circus, you know, a lion and a ringmaster, and fans love that. You know what I mean? And so, you know, for me, it's just like, I think they all got an opportunity, will have an opportunity to be able to make it somewhere. You know what I mean? I think it's just positioning them, you know, to be able to be presented to the world like we did with Private Party, and had them against the Hardy Boys and the Dudley Boys and the best tag teams in the world when we had them with us. And I try to do the same thing with my guys. I usually try to bring the best to rest of the best. You know what I mean? I feel like my guys are the best. So we just had Charles Mason versus Suzuki, and that was a great match. And we had huge talents. We brought in huge talents to wrestle Ken Broadway also. So we just try to bring our guys to come and, you know, bring in the best to come wrestle our guys. And, you know, I feel like for me, to answer that question, it's not one person in particular. It's all my guys are ready. So, you know, in wrestling, man, you would never know, man. You never know who could be the next person.
And honestly, that's one of my favorite parts of watching House of Glory. Like you said, like having one of the guys from House of Glory fight like someone like a Suzuki who's coming in, or a Matt Cardona coming in, just to see like the matchups of, like, you know, these outside wrestlers coming in and fighting like House of Glory homegrown talent is always a pretty cool thing for me to say. And honestly, if you haven't seen a Main Event match live, do yourself a favor and watch one, and we'll see if you can like withstand not wanting to go get a chopped cheese after that match, because that's the one thing that always come out of it. I'm like, I definitely need to get chopped cheese out of this. Funny story, one of the people I work with here at Post Wrestling, Dickie Bird, he went to one House of Glory show, and he fell in love with the whole chopped cheese aspect of it. Because of that, he took that and made it the name of the t-shirt company with chopped cheese. So in a way, House of Glory kind of like inspired the name for chopped cheese.
We need
absolutely. Absolutely. So you're constantly bringing in top stars, like you mentioned, Suzuki, but like even recently you had Josh Alexander, the Rascals, Matt Cardona, Speedball, Mike Bailey. How close do you pay attention to like online buzz or outside companies, and how do you decide on who to bring in? And then after the fact, do you pay attention to how much reaction they got, and if you should continue to bring this person in, and how do you like figure out exactly like who works in House of Glory and who cannot work for House of Glory?
Good question. I think sometimes it's the buzz. Right. Or sometimes, and the way my mind works is like, you know, dream matches. You know, when we first started, I had a list of dream matches that I wanted to put together. Not when we first started, when we went to the venue we're at now. since back then, I had a whole list. I had I had different ideas, you know what I mean? And one of the lists I had was dream matches. And we did that. And we drew a lot of fans doing them. Like, the first, for me, you know, the first dream match we did was Ricochet versus Low Ki. You know, Ricochet at that moment, I think it was 2014 or 15, he was like the hottest thing on the indies. And we made him our world champion. And I felt like, I'm like, well, this guy should be the face of the company for Hog right now because he's hot. You know, he's going to go soon. And I know, you know, obviously anybody that wrestles Low Ki, for me, it's like Low Ki's one of the best wrestlers out there. You know what I mean? And he'll have a great match with anybody. So for me, I had a list of dream matches. And we did the AJ Styles versus the Ricochets. You know, we did Great Muda, Pentagon, Tajiri versus LAX and Low Ki. You know, so for me, it's just like my mind, when I see somebody that's making a buzz, I start thinking to myself, who can I put them against that fans would want to see? You know what I'm saying? So so that's what I do. You know, I see who's buzzing, or I see who could be able to mix with who that would have a great match. You know what I mean? So that's what I usually do.
Not really too much here, but is there anybody out there that you haven't gotten yet, where you just have your eyes on and you're just like, I need to get this person, or I need to watch them a little bit more closely and bring them in?
That's a good question. Not really. I feel like everybody that we wanted to use, we used. And there's some people that we try to bring in and we couldn't. There's a lot of people we try to bring in that's like superstars, and we offer them a lot of money. And it's like, it just doesn't work. Sometimes it just doesn't work. They schedule, or the promoter, or the, you know, the owner of the company just doesn't allow it, you know. Or the agent just doesn't make it happen. You know what I'm saying? But to think off the top of my head, I don't know who we would want. I would like to bring Bryan Danielson. That's who I would like to bring. I know that he's huge in AEW and, you know, he doesn't do indies, but that's the reason why I would want to bring him. You know what I mean? I think him versus Low Ki, like do like an anniversary, 25 year anniversary versus Low Ki would be amazing. You know what I mean? I know the fans would love that. You know, but besides that, not that, nobody else I could think of right now.
Obviously, bringing in these talents, you're working with outside companies. You've had some joint shows recently with Demand Lucha. You have one coming up with Revolver. Obviously, worked with TNA in the past. Is this something you want to expand with? And how do you feel yourself working with other companies? Like, how does it work for you? Like, you think it's a difficult process, or you think it's something, once companies work together? Obviously, it's happened a lot more lately in wrestling than it did like even 10 years ago. But I feel like now it's more common to see companies kind of work together and help each other out. But how do you find that whole process for yourself?
I think it's great. I think helping each other it's a good thing in wrestling, you know, because everybody always worried about themselves and what they got going on. And that's good too, because that's how House of Glory is. Like I don't think about what's going on outside of Hog, you know. But if it presents itself the right way, I'll do business with it. Like, you know what I mean? Like with TNA, the way that worked out was like, you know, the person that was running TNA, helped running TNA, reached out to me, and we had a long conversation on the phone. And and then we decided to work together. They actually wanted to use our venue. And, you know, we have a contract with the venue we have. There's no wrestling that goes on there unless it comes through me. So, and I appreciate that, because the people in the venue, those are my, they like my, we, I've been with them for almost 10 years now. You know what I mean? So I consider them my family. You know what I mean? So with TNA, they wanted to use our venue, and we worked out a deal, and then we worked together, and I think it worked out great. A lot of our guys had some dope opportunities. And now right now, with Sami Callihan's company. So for me, I think it's great. You know, I think when it makes sense, it works. But for me, it's like, I'm not looking forward to that, going and doing, you know, more events with people, with other companies, unless it makes sense. You know, if it makes sense, I do business. If it doesn't make sense, I'd rather just run out on our own, House of Glory on our own. You know what I mean?
Last question I have for you here. Obviously, being an owner and a booker, you're doing a lot more behind the scenes, but most recently you were part of a storyline, you and Amazing Red teaming up as the bookers to take on Main Event. You had a crazy wild cage match there in Queens, New York. Ultraviolet got involved and whatnot. How do you differentiate yourself from being a talent than being an owner? Like, how do you put yourself in that mind state that, hey, today I'm going to actually wrestle and be one of the boys?
I'm going to be honest with you. It's too hard for me to do. I tried it a long time ago. And I don't know how long you've been watching wrestling. I mean, House of Glory. But I remember, so at one point I had the belt. I had cashed in on Ricochet, and that's something I regretted, because he couldn't make the following show. and I needed to defend the belt. That belt needed to be defended, and he couldn't make it. So I took the belt off of him, and I should have just kept it on him. But I took it off of my cash in, and I was the champion. And then that was the first time I was wrestle and run the behind the scenes. And it was just too difficult for me. It's just too hard for me to do that. Like, maybe other people could do it, but I couldn't do it. I have to focus on one thing, you know, because I just got too much going on behind the scenes. So when me and Red did the tag team, it was easy because we wrestled like twice, you know, and two other shows, we just did run-ins and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So it was easy for us to put it together way before the event. So when the event happens, all I have to do is just go into the ring. You know what I mean? And Red handles everything. Red is such a professional that like he'll handle all the whole match when me and him attacked him. And then right before I come out the curtains, he'll explain to me, look, I want you to be here, 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 this, this, this. And I'm just going like this. You know what I mean? So when I'm in the turnbuckle, he'll be like, Dick, I want you to do this, this, this. You know what I mean? So he'll put in all the work. You know what I mean? So it just worked out perfectly for us.
So whether it's live in attendance or online at Triller TV, there's plenty of opportunities to watch some House of Glory soon. On April 5th at the Trinity Center for Urban Life, we have Wrestling Revolver and House of Glory Wrestling at 2212 Spruce Street at 3 p.m. Still some general admission tickets available. We have the House of Glory champion, Mike Santana, versus the Revolver champion, Alex Shelley. Amazing Red versus Mustafa Ali, which is a dream match for sure. I know people coming from different countries just to watch this match. And a Philly Street Fight with Steve Macklin versus Charles Mason. Some other upcoming shows, we have the Cinco de Mayo special on May 5th at the NYC Arena in Jamaica, Queens at 5 p.m. No, Psycho Clown and Ray Phoenix have been announced for that show. And then a show in Boston on May 26th at UTEC in Lowell, Massachusetts at 7 p.m. Mustafa Ali and Alec Price are booked for that show. Tickets available at hogwrestling.net. So, Brian, last words. If anybody isn't convinced yet to watch House of Glory, what can you say they bring to the table that you won't be able to see anywhere else?
You know, if you love wrestling, you know, and you want to see some pure talent, you watch House of Glory. You know, a lot of our guys is homegrown guys. You know what I mean? We trained them for a long time, and they're out there making a name for themselves. You know what I mean? So if you give us an opportunity, you will see some things that you probably never seen before. You know what I'm saying? So if you have give us a chance, you know, tune into House of Glory, man, and I promise you won't regret it.
HOGWrestling.net for all your information. Thank you so much for your time, Brian, and I hope to speak to you soon.
All right, brother. God bless. Peace.